Call the meeting to order. Everybody is in attendance. I don't see any citizens wanting to speak. So someone make a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. On to five. Procurement of the contract firm.
Chairman Hu and council committee members, thank you. So this follows the approval of the annual audit plan, which took place on November 26th by the city council. So the city code or the ordinance requires that this committee considers a number of contract one or several contracted firms to help in executing the annual audit plan. And so November, we staff worked with procurement department, and on November 14, we issued a request for statement of qualification through the City of Glendale website, requiring or calling on potential bidders who can assist in conducting internal audit services or executing the audit plan. So we gave a window of 3 weeks, and as of December 6th, which was the deadline, five firms had submitted their response, and that is in slide number, if you look at the presentation, slide number four, those are lists the firms, the five firms who had submitted their bids. So we evaluated these firms, and we found that all of them are qualified to conduct one or more of the audits that are listed in the annual audit plan. And so we are recommending that all these five bidders be included in the qualified list of vendors, and then the list will be valid for no more than up to 4 years, and the list can be updated based on a need basis to include more firms. These firms, once this process of approving of these firms, then we can move to the second phase, where the city manager is authorized to contract one or more of them to execute the annual audit plan for this fiscal year, which lists eight audits, which we are anticipating that we'll contract out eight audits in this fiscal year. And so consistent with the city code, which says the committee will recommend to the city council contracts with one or more firms to conduct independent audits, identified in annual audit plans. So staff is seeking the committee's recommendation to the city council to approve the proposed list of these five qualified vendors for audit services executed in the audit plan for a period not to exceed 4 years. So Chairman Hu, that concludes staff's presentation regarding this agenda item.
Thank you. Any questions?
I see that, is it Securance?
Yes.
Only does technology audits?
Yes, Securance is a specialized firm, so they're basically specialized in conducting technology audits, and which is part of the audit plan or audits that internal audit program anticipates to be conducting. And so we listed them because of their specific qualifications, which when we reviewed their qualifications, found that they are really highly qualified to conduct technology audits. Yeah.
So, Mr. Chair, if I could follow up. So would we be using them exclusively for, because that's all they do, would they be doing all of the technology audits? Or?
Yes, but it will be subject to a request for quotation, because all the others too can do technology audits. And so if we contract them, it will be exclusively for technology audits, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, well, Henry and Horn doesn't do technology audits.
Yes, with the exception of Henry and Horn, the others do technology audits, yes.
I was just curious. I hadn't seen that before, so that's all I had. Thank you.
Just want to ask a question. Productivity and Moss Adams are very
I'm not saying the others aren't reputable, but very well-known,
mm-hmm.
or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like from a price point, I understand the cost, but mm-hmm. would it not be more efficient, maybe effective in some ways, to have Protiviti or Moss Adams just do everything instead of portioning it out and just getting like a one price for all the audit work?
Chairman, who actually that is something that we may have to consider going forward. So these years, these fiscal years, the 6 months of this fiscal year will serve as a testing for internal audit program to be able to see how they respond when we issue the request for quotations. If in the future it is going to be more beneficial to use one or two, then we will evaluate that, and then we can bring back to the committee a suggestion that we whether we should use just one or two of them. Yeah.
I have another question.
Okay.
How do you determine which audits are going to go where then? I mean, obviously the technology audits, we can't send anything else to Securance, but I mean, what is it just going to rotate, or how are you going to determine which audits are going to be sent where?
Thank you, Chairman Hugh, again. So this was the initial process where we are getting a list of potential firms. Once this list is approved, then staff is going to develop a comprehensive statement of work for each of the 8 audits, and then this will go through the procurement process where we are going to issue a request for quote to all these firms actually to bid for any of or all of the 8 audits, and then based on that, we using our procurement rules, we'll be able to evaluate them or to score them, and then come up with who is going to conduct which audit.
So if you do that evaluation, it may just be as simple as we'll just use this one or this one.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Any other questions? Somebody want to move the recommended action so we can forward it on to the full city council?
So moved.
Thank you, Evan. Motion is second. Any discussion? All in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you.
Moving
on to technology.
Sorry, yeah. Moving on to next agenda, use of technology to leverage audits. In the November meeting, I had mentioned that one of the plans that we are putting together or we are researching on is to see if we can be able to use technology to leverage audits, because this has been proven in the industry and even in the internal audit fraternity that using deploying technology to conduct audits makes audits efficient and also adds value in the audit process. And so a committee member Rusty had requested sort of a summary of a presentation on use of audit software, and this is what we are trying to staff is trying to relay to the committee, sort of like a plan which we intend to put together in terms of leveraging, using technology to leverage audits. And if you look at the slides presentation, slide number 8, the city code really requires that the committee will evaluate the audit for compliance with professional standards. So both the Institute of Internal Auditors standards as well as the government auditing standards encourage use of or consideration of technology in conducting audits, and staff has been in talks or in conversations with several audit software providers and vendors, and it's pretty interesting what is out there in terms of helping to manage the audit process as well as to conduct audit engagements using use of technology. So we have narrowed down to maybe one or two audit software providers who can be able to offer the audit software based on what our requirements as the city and as internal audit programs. And we believe, our staff believes, that the cost for FY 2020 and FY 2021 for this software can be absorbed in the existing budget. And really, what is critical is that if we look at the slide number 9, I'm sort of trying to give some of the benefits in using technology to in the audit process. And there are several benefits, including, just to mention a few, it enables really quick turnaround of audits, as it takes a lot of time when we do manual when we do audits manually. It takes a lot of time to go through the audit process from the time you do the planning, the risk assessment, up to the time that you document even the work papers, to the time of reporting. But with an audit software, this can be automated, and therefore it speeds up the audit process. It also enables the audit program to carry out some of the test of transactions 100% instead of sampling. And the audit software can come in handy when we are performing some of these tests in of transactions. It also enables integrates what we have with what the city already has in terms of integrating the audit software to the data that the city manages, and it makes it easy to extract data for purposes of analysis. And it also will be beneficial in tracking audit recommendations, as opposed to every year selecting a few audits which were done in the past and then following up on them. This way we can be able to have all the audits that have been done over the past years, and then extract all the recommendations, put them in the software, and be tracking the status of implementation of the recommendations on a regular basis, and be able even to generate reports for this committee to review every quarter or every periodically, that these are the status of how issues are being resolved that have been raised in the previous audit. And so with the acquisition of an audit software or technology, I believe that it will be able to enable the internal audit program to improve in its processes. Also, depending on the number of licenses we acquire, some of these contracted audit firms can actually use the internal audit software that we have to do their audits, and therefore it also brings a value proposition that in terms of how the cost of the audits by the contracted audit firms. So this was just like for informational purposes, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Anyone?
Yeah, just a quick question. Yes. So you said you've just two quick ones. I'll just bounce one. Mm-hmm. So number one is if you said you may be considering vendors. So mm-hmm. who the vendors may be, and then secondly, mm-hmm. obviously support and maintenance, because you have to upgrade. You mm-hmm. have to upgrade what have you. Mm-hmm. Is mm-hmm. your city technology team built mm-hmm. to help you guys do that work, or would you have to buy a package, maintenance package, what have you? I'm just curious as to.
Yeah, so in my conversations with the two vendors, first of all, the vendors are the Teammate.
Yep.
Yeah, so Teammate is one of the vendors. It provides both audit management and analytics, and also the other one is Galvanize. It was formerly called mm-hmm. SEL. There is also Audit Board, but Audit Board does not have a package on analytics, and so I didn't have further conversations with them. But these two have both. So what they are the proposals that they are putting together presently is to have the software hosted through cloud. And that way, they handle all the maintenance and everything. Yes, exactly. Yeah, because it's gonna be web based, and really, that is the leading practice in the industry. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Teammate to me is the best one out there for the money. So. Mm.
Nice. Anyone else? Thank you. We'll move on to item 7, program update.
Chairman Hugh, committee members, thank you again. On item number 7, on the PowerPoint presentation, slide number 11, I have got two updates there. The first one was just to grant a general update on the progress of the audit program as of now in terms of executing the audits that are planned, and then also to provide a clarification on a question that was asked in the previous meeting. So for FY20, the audit plan, in the audit plan, we have 12 audits that have been planned. 8 of those will be contracted to third party firms. This process is currently ongoing to identify the third party firms, and then once that is done, then they will begin work. Then the 4 audits are going to be conducted by myself, the audit program manager. I have already completed 1, which was an independent review of the city court. I'm going to be presenting the draft report in the executive session. And the remaining 3 the remaining 3 audits are 2 as 1 is in process, 2 have not yet started. And sort of in the next slide, slide number 12, I'm sort of giving the status on the current audit plan. So the triennial audit of the city court is in process, and it's expected to expected completion date is in about a week or 2. Then there is the revenue management at the city court. That is what I've just the audit that I've just begun. And then there is the e-warrant process that has not started. The court is still upgrading its e-warrant system, so that may delay a little bit, but as soon as they complete, that will be underway. Then the final one for me, for this current year for in-town program manager would be a development agreement compliance that falls under the development services and economic development. So that is set to begin in the second quarter. That will be April-June period. So staff will continue to update the committee as we go along through the fiscal year. Then below it, on the same table, just below, there's FY 2019 audit plan. Some audits were carried over. The fire prevention audit, which was completed, the HEAP assessment, which was put on hold, and then the physical assessment review, which we downgraded to non-audit work, of which I will be presenting an executive summary also. So that is the first update on the current audit work. And then slide number 13 is just a follow-up on the question that committee member Irene had asked during the last meeting. It was about a STA. It was an audit, a compliance audit that was included in the FY21 audit plan. So there was an error. It was supposed to have been AZSTA, and I've corrected that in the audit plan. This is an audit relating to the contract signed between the city, the Arizona Sports and Tourism Authority, Tourist Authority, and the Arizona Cardinals. So this was one of the audits that we are going to contract to an external audit firms in FY21, and it's going to be a compliance audit to see whether this whether we are complying with all the provisions of this contract. Chairman Hill, that concludes my presentation on this agenda item.
Thank you. Do we have any questions? No? So move on, we're already down to committee comments and suggestions. Do you have anything? Future meetings, you see that? Is that going to be okay? February 3rd?
Chairman, here I wanted to make a small correction. It's actually the first Thursday is February 6th and not February 3rd, yeah.
Can I ask a question? Oh. Are we going to continue meeting monthly? I thought we were not.
No. Yeah, so I was seeking the direction of the committee on future meetings. The ordinance says that the committee will meet at least once every quarter if there is an item. So, yeah, the committee can decide to whether to continue monthly or bimonthly.
What do you think, Chairman, if I may?
What do I think I'm needing?
No, may I speak?
Oh, yes, yeah, sorry, Ray.
I'd like to go through the chair now. I don't do that very often.
That's why he was confused.
Yeah, threw his smell off.
What do you think will come up at the next meeting as far as, I mean, obviously you'll have the one audit completed on court. Is that something we wouldn't want to act on? Is there a need to have the meeting so that we can review that and move it forward? Or what do you want to, what should we be doing there?
Actually, for the one audit that has been completed, I will request the committee in the executive session on how we move forward with that.
Okay.
Really, the industry practice is to have quarterly meetings, but again, there's a consideration that this committee, part of the role of this committee is to review draft reports, and so when there is draft report, then a meeting may be required sooner rather than to wait for a 3 month period. At the moment, the audit I've just begun is the court revenue audit. I anticipate that will take about 6 weeks to complete, and so that is about 2 months really. And so again, my desire is to seek the committee's direction to see how we proceed, Chairman, with the future ones.
Okay, yeah. Kevin, you have an idea?
Yeah, I think it was good that this committee met early on, because just getting all the systems and programs put in place. My recommendation would be consider going quarterly. You could obviously do the first month of a quarter, except that does put you in July, which is a down month for, so maybe what I'd recommend is to go to a quarterly schedule, but go to August for the third quarter, and then that would back to putting you in October for the fourth quarter, and then call special meetings as needed. You're going to be doing 6 different audits once we get our procurement in place. We may see a flood of audits come out at one time, and it may be beneficial to meet more often. But you're right, typically quarterly is for a normal work plan is pretty normal.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Could it be rather than the first month of the quarter, the last month, so like sometime in March, sometime in June, sometime in September, rather than not having to push it back from July to August?
You could. That does put you in December, which is always a tough month to get people, and there's a lot of stuff that goes on.
If it's
on
early enough in December, but then, I don't know.
The schedule's to your benefit.
I'd say once a quarter. I would recommend once a quarter and go from that. And then as needed, if
right.
Like you say, if you get a bunch of audits come in, then and we need to meet in executive session to go over them, then call a meeting to do so.
Just want to confirm, though, there's nothing in your chart, and I can't recollect, there's nothing in the charter that requires, from the time you complete an audit, to get committee approval, a timeline or restriction on that.
There is no timeline, really,
okay.
Yeah.
But we would want to be do it quickly.
Especially because then once a report is done, then the pre-draft, then it's just a discussion with management. Then once that discussion is concluded, then I bring the draft report to the committee, and then once the committee now recommends that the report be submitted to the city manager and management. That is when now we have the management issue formal response. And then from the formal response, then we can finalize it. But really, the charter and even the ordinance does not really specify the timelines.
Chair, if I may?
Yes.
I do have a quick question. So with the cadence, as far as a quarterly meeting, would that also incorporate the review on the status of any responses to findings or review from reporting? Is that what the cadence would be? And then if there were audits to be reviewed at those quarterly meetings, that would be included as well?
Yes, absolutely. And so the plan is going forward because this was really the starting, the establishing of the program and having it settled down. Now that we have settled and we are on the trajectory of beginning audits, so the plan is beginning next quarter or the next meeting really to have quarterly meetings to have standardized way of reporting so that there's the key issues that I'm reporting on. Yeah.
Yes.
So based on Kevin's recommendation, it would be then April and then August? Is that what you're proposing?
I was just trying to be respective of the fact that you guys are
after July. I'm just confirming that's what, is that what you're, because it would be the first month of the second quarter and then the first month of the third quarter. Well, I guess, anyway, July, if we skip July, it'd be August, so we would only be having meeting. I mean, I don't care. I got plenty of meetings to go to.
and July council might be gone.
I know, so that's why he's saying August. Right. So I'm like April and then August. So that's why I was, all right.
I think that would work. You guys okay with that?
I don't.
Yeah. Okay.
You can do the chest in August if you want to. It's fine.
Okay, put him down as just being sarcastic. Okay.
As long as you don't make us do the August one outside, I'm fine.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're going to meet out in the park.
Right? All right. Do we have items to discuss in the executive session?
Yes, yes, okay. We do.
Then do I have a motion to...